This week on Vikings Huddle, running back C.J. Ham visits Valley Fair and one of their new attractions. We'll take you off into space at the Science Museum of Minnesota for our Skoll science lesson, and we will challenge Victor's history knowledge. All that and more on Vikings Huddle. Hi kids, welcome to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Krings. We've got a ton of great stuff for you this week, so let's kick it off with my one-on-one chat with Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks. All right, Eric, let's get to it. I've got a few questions for you.
Go for it.
First question, what is your hometown?
Fresno, California.
What do you miss the most about it?
The people, for sure.
Where did you go to college?
Went to college at UCLA.
Why'd you choose that place?
My father went there in the 70s, and for me, it was always my dream school to go there.
What was it like being drafted?
It was awesome, you know.
With the 45th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Eric Kendricks, linebacker, UCLA.
A lot of excitement, a lot of nerves, but I'm very happy where I'm at.
And what's your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is getting smashed.
Like with closing and
well, just
walls?
Like when I hear something like drop super heavy, or when I hear like a door slam, or I just kind of like cringe a little bit because I don't know, just being smashed. Like, even though I'm always at the bottom of piles and stuff like that, but
yeah, we'll be sure to like make sure all doors are closed or
being
open if you're inside
like, yeah,
them.
It's kind of scary to me.
Good to know. And our final two questions come from our youth video submissions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
If you had to pick your favorite food, what would it be?
If I had to pick my favorite food, it would be fried rice. I don't know what it is about it. If it's cooked right, I love it.
And our second youth video submission.
What inspired you to play football?
What inspired me to play football? My father played football, and you know, just growing up, it kind of came natural to me. I always liked playing sports. Didn't matter what kind of sport it was.
All right, thanks, Eric, and thank you to those youth who submitted their video questions.
Now we are going to head into the classroom as Victor takes on the Clover Ridge Elementary students in history trivia.
Welcome back to Clover Ridge Elementary. We are here in Mrs. Lee's fifth grade classroom, and today we are talking about history, U.S. presidents to be specific. And today I have my friend EJ competing up against Victor. So what's going to happen is we're going to have a picture of the president come up on this board. If you think you know who it is, I need you to buzz in. All right, first person to buzz in will have the opportunity to answer. But if you are incorrect, you're going to give the other person the chance to steal. Okay? The first president is... It says President Bush, but I don't know if that's specific enough.
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush, she had the chance to steal, Victor. I'm sorry. Our next president is...
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Woo. All right. Are we ready for our third president?
Jackson.
Woo. I saw her hand underneath that glove. Okay, fourth president on the board. Who could that be? Adams.
Thomas Adams.
Thomas
Jefferson.
Bing, 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 bing. Thomas Jefferson, you are right on. And Victor, come on. What's the score, class? 4-0. And our final president, are you ready? Oh, and Victor had quick hands this time. Nope, sorry. Maybe we could phone a friend. Josiah? Do you want to take that answer?
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. We have a winner. Nice play, Josiah. And we end presidents. EJ, 5. Victor, 0. Hey, nice job, EJ. Let's have a handshake and see good sportsmanship. Good try.
Next on Vikings Huddle, Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs will set out for outer space at the Science Museum of Minnesota for this week's Skoll science lesson. All that and more in this week's episode of Vikings Huddle.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Let's join Stefan Diggs over at the Science Museum of Minnesota for this week's Skoll Science Lesson about space.
Thank you so much for joining us for Destination Outer Space. And thanks also to our special guests. We are joined today by Stefan Diggs, ladies and gentlemen, Stefan Diggs of Minnesota Vikings. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank
nice
you,
to
Chris.
See you.
Thanks for coming.
Well, Stefan, for about the next, 10, 15 minutes, we are going to talk about life in space and how NASA rockets don't use liquid nitrogen. They use different fuel. They use liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen. We're not going to do that. We're going to use denatured alcohol from a hardware store. And we don't have a rocket. We've got a 2-liter pop bottle, and we drilled a hole in the cap. And just going to put some denatured alcohol in there. And then, now, we don't need liquid oxygen. We're going to get oxygen from somewhere else. Does anybody know where you might get oxygen for this reaction? What do you think? Well, where do you guys get oxygen?
I'd just be breathing.
There you go. Very good. Yeah. Just the air, about 20% of the air in this room, is oxygen. That should be enough. Now, I'm going to lock this into its little launch pad here, put on its seat belt, and then I want you to give me a countdown. I'm going to hold a lighter underneath it, and we're going to see if we can't make this go on a little trip, 3, maybe 4 feet up. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Again, a lot can go wrong in rocketry. Okay, Stefan, please give me a countdown from 3 to 1.
3, 2, 1.
Wow! Look what you can do with a 2-liter pop bottle. Let's hear it for the men and women who work in our shop. Wow, look what they did.
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
KidCaster time. Got my main man, John, from Brooklyn Park. He's going to take a look at a Vikings play against the hated Green Bay Packers in a game that we won week 2, U.S. Bank Stadium. Are you excited to be a KidCaster?
Yes.
Right on. Let's take a look at the play, and then we're going to play it back, and you're going to call it, okay?
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Sam takes the snap, looks to the right, fires to the right, back right of the end zone. Kyle Rudolph, touchdown! Touchdown pass as a member of the Minnesota Vikings goes the way of Kyle Rudolph.
All right, so you got this, right? We're playing Green Bay. We're beating Green Bay. Bradford's first touchdown pass with the Vikings. Now, that's flavor. You throw that in if you want. If not, no big deal. Just know it's Bradford to Rudolph. Touchdown Vikings. And that can be it if you want, okay? John, Brooklyn Park, how about a round of applause? Can I get a witness from these Vikings fans for our KidCaster who's about ready to take it away now?
Sam Bradford drops back, throws to Kyle Rudolph. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, that's my man right here. Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Hi, Ten, that was so good. John, our KidCaster, A+.
The Vikings are committed to giving back to the community. Let's see what they were up to in this week's community moment. Yeah.
Keep going.
Nice.
Good catch.
I had an opportunity to come here and talk to the kids, and I absolutely wanted to. I started playing football at a young age, and it's something that develops you into the person you are and develops you for great skills as you continue to grow. And it's just fun to get out here and see the kids and see that football is still exciting for these guys and that they still really enjoy and they're excited about what can come.
Hey, defense, you got to stop them now. Eyes on your man now.
I'm going to screen ball for you in the air.
One them out. It's not just about on the field, it's off the field is what you do. You know, school is the most important thing, you know, especially what goes on in the house. You know, you got to listen to your parents, you got to take care of your homework, and you got to go to school and apply it.
Red ball, let's go, red ball.
Even when I play with EJ, I mean, he always loves the kids, including myself. Every time we does an event, he touched plenty of kids, and they seem to keep coming back, and the crowd keeps getting bigger, and it's teaching them a lesson.
One, two, three.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He went to University of Oklahoma. He wears number 8. He is a Vikings quarterback. The answer is coming up shortly. Stay right there because we have a fun new game to show you from Northport Elementary. And you will learn a new easy snack to keep you going throughout the day. All that and more coming up next on Vikings Huddle. Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'4". He weighs 224 pounds. He is Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford. Now it's time to check in with former Viking linebacker Ben Lieber in this week's Football 101.
All right, we're going to go through a little punting 101. Full disclaimer, I was a high school punter. I was not a professional punter. A lot of the stuff I'm getting from some of the old kickers and punters here with the Minnesota Vikings. So we're going to act as if we just received the snap, all right? And what happens is sometimes you receive the snap with the laces up or to the side. But what do you want to do? You always want to kick with the laces up, correct? You guys have heard that as well. You want to kick the flat part of the ball. So as you go to kick, you want your toe extended. You want a flat foot. You want a long leg. And you want to place that ball as low as you can, right about, you want to angle the ball just a little bit on top of your foot, not on the side, but on top. And by just angling just a little bit, you'll get that nice spiral. At least you'll try to get that spiral to where it comes down. It makes it really hard to catch. All right, so let's check it out here. Yep. Now let's get that hand, kind of like your a serving platter here.
Ready?
All right. That's a good job of keeping it low. You see how he kept it low? You don't want to drop it up here. You want to drop it down here where your foot's going to strike it, all right? All right. Now try to get that just a little bit at an angle, okay? A little bit of an angle. There you go. Now when you come out, you want to do it nice and low and set it right on your foot and then strike through that football.
Okay. Ready?
Ooh, nice spiral. All right, that's punting 101. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I hope you're hungry because now we are going to head into the kitchen on this week's Nutrition Minute.
Hi, I'm Rachel, your dietitian, and we're going to make a really quick snack today. So we start with 1 cup of Greek yogurt, and this is plain. And you're going to add to that 1/2 teaspoon of dried dill, dried parsley, and dried garlic. There's 1/4 teaspoon of salt and just a little pinch of pepper. So you just mix that into your yogurt. So the next thing you're going to add is some minced shallot. So minced just means it's chopped really, really small. And shallots look like this. They're just a really, really mild onion, and they're nice to use when you are going to eat something raw. You don't get a lot of that strong onion flavor. So we're just going to add 1 tablespoon of that to our yogurt mix. And you just stir that all together until you have it just how you want it. And the nice thing about Greek yogurt is you get a lot of extra protein in there compared to regular yogurt. And so the protein will help you stay full longer, and it's really good to help you grow. So you could certainly eat the dip just like this with some veggies, or if you want a fun presentation, you could put it right inside of a bell pepper, and I just cut the top off of that, and then you have an edible bowl, and it makes a really nice plate. So that's it for today, kids. Don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's Young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I'm your host, Allie Krings, along with special guest, Everson Griffin. Everson, today you are taking on Gabriel. Now, here is the situation. I've got 10 questions for you guys. I'm going to ask one question at a time. The first player to buzz in will get to answer it, and if it's correct, they get a point. However, if they answer incorrectly, the other player will get the chance to steal. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
First question. What country looks like a boot? Everson?
What country looks like a boot? Man. Asia.
That is incorrect.
That's a continent, I think. All right.
Gabriel. Do you know what country looks like a boot?
No.
Me neither. Just kidding. The correct answer is Italy. Moving on, and no points awarded. True or false?
That's a hard one.
The horse is the fastest land animal.
Cheetah is the fastest, so that's false.
correct. Score is 1-0. Everson. Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Correct. The score has been evened out 1-1. What is the name of the movie featuring Sven, Kristoff, Anna, and Elsa? It was close, but I have to go Everson.
Let it go. Let it go. It's Frozen. Let's go.
Correct. Frozen it is. And Everson leads 2-1. What planet in the solar system is known for having a ring?
Saturn.
That is correct. And the scores are evened out 2-2. In the movie Finding Nemo, who says, just keep swimming? Oh, boy. That looks like a tiebreaker. Can we do a quick game of rock, paper, scissors?
Yep. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, Everson, who says, just keep swimming?
Dory.
Correct.
Thank you. That's my second time.
What color do you get if you mix blue and yellow? Everson?
Green.
Correct. 4-2. Name one of the Great Lakes.
Lake Michigan.
That is correct. And the score is 3-4. Name three colors of the rainbow.
Purple, red, yellow.
Correct. Ooh, our scores are evened out 4-4. And we're on to our final question. What cereal has the tagline, "They're magically delicious"? Gabriel.
Lucky Charms.
Bingo! And you are taking home the win today. Final score is 5-4.
Good job.
Everson, I'm sorry, but you got a big L today. Viewers, tune in next week to see how Everson does against our next contestant. Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. We're here at Northport Elementary, and this is Mr. Youngquist. Now let's bring those kids in for our Play 60 activity, Army-Navy, and learn more about those rules.
Great. Sounds awesome. Now we're going to play Army-Navy. Army-Navy is a game much like Simon Says, where the kids are given commands, and they need to do the commands right away. The biggest part of this game is they cannot do the command unless they hear the words "all clear." If they do the command and "all clear" has not been spoken, they are out of the game. And then they would just walk to the side of the gym, and we play until there's one winner. All clear, hit the deck. All clear, Army. All clear, three men eating. And three men eating, they would have to form a circle of three kids and pretend to be eating. If they cannot find a group of three, they would be eliminated from the game. So Hunter could not find a group of three, so he would be out. And Allie would be out because she did not find a group of three. All clear, Navy.
It was moving so fast. I could hardly grab everybody, right? We just needed one more person. But
yeah,
it was
we just
too
needed
hard.
Mason over there. He was already
all clear. Two men on watch. Oh, so we have two left. Navy. So I said all clear, Navy, and they're on Army. So Ethan would be the winner of our first game. Okay.
After this quick break, we'll meet up with CJ Hamm at Valley Fair to check out some of their cool rides. It's all next on Vikings Huddle. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Kring. It's now time for our Vikings Explore segment, and today we are at Valley Fair with CJ Hamm. Let's check it out.
Welcome to Valley Fair. We hope you're having the best day ever here. So we're going to hit up a few rides today. We're going to start with North Star, which is our brand new one. Are you excited to be here?
Oh, definitely. I haven't been here in about 5 years. Growing up in Minnesota, we used to make family trips all the time. So I haven't been here in a while, so I'm excited.
You're an old timer.
Oh, yeah.
You got this. All right, let's head over there.
Sounds good.
All right, CJ, so we're here at North Star. This is our brand new ride this summer. It actually is going to take us 230 feet into the air, so I hope you're ready to go.
I'm excited, a little nervous, but I'm ready to go.
Sounds good.
Can we go right in this front one? Ready to go, that's for sure. I have to say that.
No nerves.
No nerves at all.
Never.
I love heights. I'm watching. Who does this?
We are doing it now.
Woo!
So what'd you think of North Star?
It was definitely way up there. It was exciting. I want to go on it again for a third time, but okay. We got to keep going on. I'm ready to go.
All right, well, a different kind of swing we got here. Mm-hmm. So same back and forth we got. You'll go up 125 feet at your highest point. So just
I can handle that. I can handle
lower
that.
Lower than North Star, yep. So you're ready now.
Yeah, make me a little excited for the ride.
Woo! CJ, so what were your thoughts on the extreme swing?
It was a lot of fun. Definitely a different feeling than the North Star. So having that feeling of just falling, it just makes your heart drop. So it was a lot of fun, though.
So we're here at Breakers Pipeline. These are our newer half of our water slides. Okay. So you're actually going to go on one that'll drop the floor out from underneath you. A new challenge for you, so I hope you're up
free
for
fall.
It. Yeah.
TJ, you ready to do the water slides?
Oh yeah, ready to go. I'm a little tired walking up those stairs, but I'm ready to go. Yeah, that's enough adrenaline for today.
All right, well, now that you've done all three things, did you enjoy yourself? Have a good time?
Oh, I had a blast. I definitely felt like I was 12 years old again being out here. It was a really good time.
Awesome. Well, that's the goal. So that's all we've got for you, but thanks. Feel free to come back anytime.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Now it's time to catch up with our junior reporter, who sat down with one of our favorite Vikings for an exclusive interview.
What is your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yeah.
I would have to say The Roots.
Okay, good. What is your favorite meal to eat after a game?
After a game? I'm a big Chinese. I love Chinese food. Mm. So I would definitely say Chinese food. Yeah. You like that?
No, not really.
No? Oh, okay. You should try it.
I have. What is your favorite memory from playing football?
My favorite memory? In college, we played Georgia in the Liberty Bowl, and we beat them. So it was a pretty big win for our school. It was the first bowl game we ever won for the school, so I was a part of that. So that was a lot of fun.
What is your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday? Christmas. Yeah, that's when I got my Michael Jordan doll. Yeah, it's the greatest day ever.
Thanks a lot, Octavius.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Good luck in the future.
Okay.
All right.
Great job. Now, let's review what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We had some fun at Northport Elementary learning about the game Army-Navy. We got to check out an amazing new attraction at Valley Fair, and we picked up a new fun snack to try. That's it for this week's Vikings Huddle. Join us next week when we meet Vikings rookie running back Dalvin Cook. Take a close look at storms with David Morgan at the Science Museum. And visit Crayola Experience with Vikings cornerback Mackenzie Alexander. See you next week on Vikings Huddle.